I gather you're pretty good with computers, he said, without turning. It took Matt a moment to work out that Venture meant him. Yes, I suppose. Venture turned now, and Matt was surprised to see that he was grinning. He rubbed his hands together. Then here's how we proceed, he announced. Matt will transfer the data from Harper's disks to the main computer in the library. That's a network server, so we can access that data from any screen in the house. He paused for a moment, looking at Robin. Silicon chips, he said quietly. Silicon is sand, she replied. Venture nodded. Never mind. We'll have to risk that. Everything's made of something, after all. This made no sense to Matt, but before he could ask what the man meant, Venture was talking again, fast and enthusiastic. Once we have access to the data, Robin and I can take a look at how far Arnold got and see where his researches take us. Harper assumes he was close to a breakthrough, and the timing of his abduction bears that out. How do you know? Aunt Jane asked. Matt was surprised how businesslike she sounded now. Venture shrugged. Why kidnap someone who's nowhere near finding what you want? No, they'd wait as late as they dared. The less they have to discover under coercion, the better for the abductor.
So there is a time constraint, Robin said.
We need more background, Venture decided. And backup. Jane, I think you should call Mr. Smith and ask him if he can spare us an hour or two. She nodded, her face grave.
Who's he? Matt wanted to know.
Aunt Jane looked to Venture, who took his time choosing his words. Mephistopheles Smith, he said at last, is a friend and former colleague of mine. He has a lot of influence in circles I choose not to move in. We go back a long way. There were 6 DVDs to be copied. Matt created a folder for each inside a top-level folder called St. John. The files on the DVDs were themselves divided into folders, and Matt was both pleased and saddened to recognize his father's mixture of shorthand and abbreviation in folder and file names. He wasn't surprised that Harper had felt the need to provide an additional crib sheet explaining what each file was. It took a while to copy the data, as the DVDs held far more than an ordinary CD-ROM, which was presumably why Harper had used them, so he'd need fewer disks. Matt spent the time between switching disks in browsing the internet. He did a search on the Treasure of St. John and found there was very little about it. He saved what links he did find in another folder. There might be something useful that Dad had missed. Lunchtime came and went before he was done. Aunt Jane brought him a plate of sandwiches and a glass of Coke. It was mid-afternoon by the time he had finished setting up the folders, copying the files, and cross-checking them against Harper's printed listing.